Ramping up your business? The time is near. You've given it heart. Now get it in gear. It's Passage to Profit with Richard and Elizabeth Gearhart.
I'm Richard Gearhart, founder of Gearhart Law, a full-service intellectual property law firm specializing in patents, trademarks, and copyrights.
And I'm Elizabeth Gearhart, founder of Gear Media Studios, podcast and content coach, Passage to Profit co-host, and CMO at Gearhart Law.
That's a big list. Well, welcome to Passage to Profit, the road to entrepreneurship, where we talk with entrepreneurs and celebrities about their business journeys.
Let's keep going with content creation and talk to our next guest. Joe Massa is a podcasting veteran, media strategist, and host of The Measuring Post, and owner of Podtopia Network, a full-service podcast network that helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their shows while connecting them with top-tier guests and sponsors. I don't really know a lot about podcasting networks, but I am so eager to learn after reading this. So welcome, yes. Joe. Tell us all about it.
Yeah, so I didn't start with the intention of running an entire network of shows. It really was, I've spent about 20 plus years in the radio industry, and I was on air on AM, FM, online, syndicated via satellite nationwide and 170 cities nationwide on a Westwood One and these different platforms. And as I got a little older, started a family, I realized that radio, while, like, you know, Jim said, the stations themselves aren't necessarily hurting. A lot of these stations, because of the technology advancements, they're syndicating a lot of their formats. So it used to be everyone was live and local, and it was, you know, your butt had to be in the chair in the city that you were living in, and that's where you got your local news from. But now a lot of it's syndicated. So a lot of the shows you might be listening to, they might be being broadcasted from LA or Chicago or Dallas. So it's different for the internal employees of radio stations. They're certainly not making millions of dollars a year. So what we were forced to do is always have two or three streams of income. So it got to the point where I couldn't comfortably take care of my family. So I started looking for other means of making, you know, income. And eventually I got out of media altogether for a while, did some finance, did some IT, always wanted to come back to media. And at this time, podcasting was the great escape. So I started launching my own show, and, you know, just working through the process and having 20 years of radio experience, I would get other podcasters that I would network with, and they would need help, or they would want tips on how to produce things or how to market their show. So eventually I just started taking on more and more of these people who are looking for expertise, and said, why don't we just build a whole network out of it? Let's put all of our shows together. Essentially, I market a lot of them. I help them grow. We created an online course where we teach people how to start a podcast. Then we have a lot of educational pieces where we continue to teach you how to find new tactics, new techniques, new platforms, new tools to try, new ways to monetize. And so we just started growing sort of organically. And eventually, you know, now we've got like 60 shows that we work with. We've got about 200 or 300 that we work with on a smaller scale. And we've even opened up a new community, and we invite media businesses to come in. So maybe you are a video graphic editor or a graphic designer, website designer, an SEO company. Well, we want to work with you too, because those are the people behind the scenes that make shows monetize and get traction and are seen by the algorithms on YouTube or Instagram or your platform of choice. So we decided to kind of put it all together and be a full ecosystem for podcasters built by podcasters.
Well, it's interesting that you say that, because I was looking for a podcast marketing agency a couple of years or so ago, and I couldn't find one. And I realized that with Gear Media Studios, I was going to have to be an agency. So I do help people with the marketing, but I feel like podcasting now, I used to say it was 70% marketing. Now I feel like it's 80% marketing. I think having a network like yours to help is really valuable.
Yeah, I mean, I'd like to ask the question, Jim, maybe you can chime in here too, Joe, and of course, Nikki, what does somebody need to do to get their voice heard among all of the media that's out there today? So you have a lot of entrepreneurs who are using media tools like YouTube, podcasting, blog posts, because they want people to hear about their business, but it's so competitive. There's so much content out there. So What do you do?
From a personal perspective, I've had huge amounts of media coverage. I've been in every single women's magazine in the UK, in every broadsheet newspaper, in every tabloid newspaper. I'm on the TV twice next week. But for me, it's all about sharing my personal story. So I think having a very personal and compelling story certainly helps you cut through the kind of promotion and marketing noise. I think, you know, although obviously my personal story is very tragic, it has enabled me to get my voice heard quite clearly. So, and that and a very strong PR person who can get very creative with angles and stories.
Joe?
So I think, Elizabeth, you said something that's very true too. A lot of it is, you know, a smaller section is the content. Obviously you need quality content. But it doesn't matter how good your content is if nobody sees you or knows where to find you. So your visibility and discoverability, which is where your marketing comes in, your SEO game, your keywords. If you're not familiar, SEO is search engine optimization. And I'll get into more of that in just a moment, because there's an old way of thinking about SEO and a new way that should be adopted as well. But a really big piece of it is leading with value. Like Nikki said, you have to lead with a story, lead with something. If I just get on every podcast and go, check out my website and buy my program, people get tired of that really quick. Like, I'm going to give you something. You're going to learn from me. You're going to learn why I'm an expert in this field and why I've been doing this so long. And that there's a good reason that if you do have a real question, you can reach out to me, because I've built and gained your trust, right? And a way to do that, a simple free way to do that without reinventing the wheel, is find your target audience. Maybe if you're a health and wellness person, maybe they're mainly on Instagram. If you're an entrepreneur show, maybe a bigger chunk of your audience is on LinkedIn. So identify where the people that you want to talk to are living, and then engage with them. Go into the communities that already exist. Comment on people's posts. Lead with value. Drop in some templates. Say, hey, thanks for adding me to the group. Here's who I am. I would love to share this new thing I found out. XYZ. Put it in there. If you do that consistently, all of a sudden people are going to start saying, man, I see this Joe Massa guy in every thread. Who is he? They click on me, then they see what I do, then they can watch some of my content. But you have to create a funnel of engagement. And a lot of people think of this as the old school, just sales funnel. You know, they got your flyer in the mail, then they checked out your website or called your phone number. You sold them the pitch, then they're in the bottom and they buy your product. It's a lot different now. The marketplace is overrun and consumed with new media. You're absolutely right, Richard. There's so much media out there. It's really easy to get lost in the shuffle. So you have to find a good niche. You have to be consistent. And then you have to have a lot of touch points. A lot of people think, okay, I'm on a podcast. I'll take one reel from that. I'll post it today. And then I'll never talk about it again. Well, the algorithm on Facebook and Instagram and LinkedIn, a lot of the people that are your followers or, you know, people that like your page, they don't see every one of your posts because the algorithm washes that out and they fill it with ads that are from paying advertisers. So consistency, always repurpose your content, get lots of touch points. And then also something not to sleep on is your email marketing strategy. You absolutely want to be in people's inboxes, because that is like the most intimate form in modern day advertising that I can think of. Because if I let you stay in my inbox, that's like your DMs, but for professionals, right? So most people just unsubscribe. But if I let you stay in my inbox long enough, there's a reason. I either like you, your content, or I want to buy something that you're selling. So touch points, consistency, and engagement is where you're going to be seen and picked up by other algorithms.
Right. And I think what I've been finding in my research too, is you really need to have brand authority. And that's one thing that being on podcasts like this, and that's going to be my secret at the end of the show, but being on podcasts like this, somebody else has invited you onto their media property, thought you were good enough to talk on their media property. And that gives you more authority, both with Google and the LLMs and the whole ecosphere. And that's really important for authority building, especially for your website.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. And you said something I really want to highlight real quick before we move on, because on Google search engines and LLMs, they have different search engines. So
yes.
What I wanted to say earlier is people are really, the old school thinking of SEO is how can I get Google or Yahoo or Bing to find me? But now a lot of people are using ChatGPT or Gemini to search. They have a different set of criteria for how they find and scrape information. So you want to make sure you're playing the game to be seen by them as well as the major search engines, because in a couple of years from now, even Google Search, which is the king of kings when it comes to modern day search engines, they're dwindling. They're hurting right now because of the LLMs. So make sure either you or your team understands SEO on LLM fronts, because that's a game changer for modern businesses.
And that's a big part of the presentation that I'm giving at PodFest. So I've really dug into kind of the back end of the marketing stuff, and it is different. And I've asked it, what's the difference between Google and LLMs? And there's a few key differences that I'll be getting into as well. But whatever marketing agency you use, or for your business, like not even just podcasting, but for your business, really needs to be on top of this stuff, right?
Yeah, majorly. And again, brand authority is the best thing that you mentioned. I even created a program called the Brand Authority Launchpad that's just specifically for that. But you absolutely need to have a team behind you, or even if you're doing it yourself. The other piece of advice, don't stretch too thin. A lot of times people start businesses and go, I need to be on Facebook, Instagram, X, TikTok, LinkedIn. And now you're on five platforms, six platforms. You're not giving any one of them enough attention. So instead of having one or two really powerful platforms, you've got five mediocre or just not flat out good. And it's more of a bad look. If I got nine different platforms, they each have five followers and three of them are my family members. A lot of people are not going to want to take advice from me. They're like, this guy can't even build up his own brand. Why should I listen to him? So focus on a few platforms specifically, and then have good keyword game and learn LLMs. You're gonna get a more bang for your buck.
We're with Joe Massa, who is the founder and owner of Podtopia Network. Joe, can you tell us any stories about people who have successfully sort of risen above the din and, you know, kind of broken through?
Yeah, I think you can look at a guy like Joe Rogan if you want to see the tippy top of podcast echelon, right? He started doing a monthly podcast on UFC fights, because you might not know, I mean, a lot of people know he was a commentator for the UFC for a long time. He was actually a professional kickboxer himself. So he always had this background in fighting. He decided to do a monthly show about what's happening in the UFC. It was not doing well at all. The early shows were terrible, very low quality. And even though he had enough money, he could produce it, had the team behind him, it just wasn't done well. And he started getting into a rhythm and found out that he really liked it. So instead of a monthly show on one specific topic, he said, I got enough money. Let's do this every single day. Bring on people that want to be, you know, our audience wants to hear, whether it's Elon Musk or some famous celebrity or some famous athlete or other, you know, social influencer. And his consistency, I mean, at this point, he's got 3,000 or 4,000 episodes out, and now he's got $100 million contract from Spotify. So the power of podcasting is really there. And the reason why, and what separates podcasting from radio, in my opinion, is the engagement factor. When you turn on the radio, whatever's on is on. You don't choose that. But if I go out of my way to find your podcast and I engage with it, I subscribe to it, I download your show, I listen to it, I'm hyper engaged with whatever you're talking about. I'm a very warm lead. It's much easier to sell to someone like that than it is to someone on the radio that just flips on the car and they're talking about a restaurant. That's great. It might be like a discoverability factor, but the ability to break through to your target audience is significantly higher in podcasting, at least from my experience. So there's a lot of brands that don't even want to interview people. They just want to like film myself talking for 10 minutes about a topic, because that will build that brand authority that we're talking about. This is a new way that you see me. You get to hear my voice. You get to see how I interact with people or thoughts or procedures. And then you can say, this guy really knows this stuff. So next time you have a question in the podcasting space, there's a good chance you'll reach out to me.
So we're with Joe Massa. Jim Beach, do you have any questions for Joe?
Joe, have you had any outsourcing success? I have almost everything that my show does, except for me talking, is outsourced to the Philippines for, I'll tell you, exactly $1,000 a month. And I have a college graduate who, you know, I send him classes to take, and, you know, he's awesome. Are you having any experience like that? Or have you thought about doing that? Because I think it's a lot easier. A lot of people would step into it easier if they had someone in the Philippines that $300 or $400 a month to do so much logistic work for them.
Yeah, you're 100% right. And we definitely have outsourced a lot of work. And again, that's why we built a lot of these AI systems we talked about earlier, because it eliminates the need for some of that. But I think part of what we built into Podtopia Network is the business database. I get people all the time that say, hey, Joe, I'd love to start a podcast, but I also need a graphic designer. I need somebody to run my PR. I need someone to get me bookings. And while I can do most of those things, A, I don't want to do it consistently. That's just not what I'm passionate about. I know passion's not always something that's necessary, but for me, that's something I'm really anti-passionate about. But also, yeah, I think
hate and passion are, I guess, you know, they're related. They're very two sides powerful, of the same coin, right?
Very powerful emotions. But, you know, I would rather give somebody the tools and the tactics and the blueprints to do this on their own, because that's scalable. There's only so many clients I can take on. There's only so many hours in the day. I can only produce so many episodes a day, whether I'm recording, editing. But if I can teach you how to build a profitable podcasting business and how it will escalate your brand into the right audiences, that is, you know, the old adage, give a man a fish, feed him for a day, teach him how to fish, feed him for a lifetime. So I'm going to teach you how to build your own podcasting ecosystem that thrives. And then some of that might require some outsourcing depending on your skill set. But to answer your question in a very long-winded way, outsourcing overseas is fantastic for certain things, especially busy work, booking agencies. Absolutely use tools at your disposal. And if you can get them at a lower rate, you know, I don't see the problem there. But knowing how to do this on your own is always going to be more beneficial, because then you're not at the mercy of somebody else.
I agree. Well, unfortunately, we've come to the end of this discussion, but you and I are going to talk offline for a long time, I think.
So, looking forward to it.
Joe, how do people find you?
So again, you can reach out to podtopianetwork.com. We have a newsletter called Podtopia Insider, but much like Jim, just go to the main site, podtopiainsider.com. You can find my personal information. Find me on LinkedIn, Joe Massa. Would love to be a resource and connect with you any way I can.
Passage to Profit is a nationally syndicated radio show appearing on 40 stations across the U.S. In addition, Passage to Profit has also been recently selected by FeedSpot Podcasters Database as a top 10 entrepreneur interview podcast. Thank you to the P2P team, our producer Noah Fleischman, and our program coordinator Alicia Morrissey, our studio assistant Rissakat Busari, and our social media powerhouse Carolina Tabares. Look for our podcast tomorrow anywhere you get your podcasts. Our podcast is ranked in the top 3% globally. You can also find us on Facebook, Instagram, X, and on our YouTube channel. And remember, while the information on this program is believed to be correct, never take a legal step without checking with your legal professional first. Gearhart Law is here for your patent, trademark, and copyright needs. You can find us at gearhartlaw.com and contact us for a free consultation. Take care, everybody. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back next week.